I abandon myself to your will. Do with me whatever you want. I will only be grateful for whatever you do. I'm prepared for anything at all.
Well, welcome again to the Wednesday Gathering. This is a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting, which is hosted by prayerfulliving.com and is open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis today. For those of you with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous readings, you can click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. And now let's join together in singing hymn number 151.
To do thy will is greater than sacrifice can be. Oh, give me courage, sweet with sincerity. From earthly thought released, in speechless prayer and reverence, dear Lord, I come to thee.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's readings is Yielding to God. I shall be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and from the Christian Science Textbook. From the Bible, 2 Chronicles, yield yourselves unto the Lord and enter into his sanctuary, which he hath sanctified forever. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you, if ye return unto him. Romans, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God, as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. 2 Kings. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, Would God my lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his lord, saying, Thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, Go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, Behold, I thought he shall surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Phapar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he saith to thee, Wash and be clean? Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the sayings of the man of God. And his flesh came again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him and said, Behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Psalms. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify thy name forevermore. Luke. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, forasmuch as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Philippians, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having that same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Colossians, ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Ecclesiastes, yielding pacifieth great offenses. And now I shall also read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. In divine science, the supposed laws of matter yield to the law of mind. The effect of this science is to stir the human mind to a change of base on which it may yield to the harmony of the divine mind. The finite must yield to the infinite. As the mythology of pagan Rome has yielded to a more spiritual idea of deity, so will our material theories yield to spiritual ideas until the finite gives place to the infinite, sickness to health, sin to holiness, and God's kingdom comes in earth as it is in heaven. This mental fermentation has begun and will continue until all errors of belief yield to understanding. That mortal mind claims to govern every organ of the mortal body, we have overwhelming proof. But this so-called mind is a myth and must by its own consent yield to truth. It would wield the scepter of a monarch, but it is powerless. Be no more willing to suffer the illusion that you are sick or that some disease is developing in the system than you are to yield to a sinful temptation on the ground that sin has its necessities. Discard all notions about lungs, tubercles, inherited consumption, or disease arising from any circumstance, and you will find that mortal mind, when instructed by truth, yields to divine power, which steers the body into health. If men understood their real spiritual source to be all blessedness, they would struggle for recourse to the spiritual and be at peace. But the deeper the air into which mortal mind is plunged, the more intense the opposition to spirituality, till error yields to truth. Mortal mind, acting from the basis of sensation in matter, is animal magnetism. But this so-called mind, from which comes all evil, contradicts itself and must finally yield to the eternal truth, or divine mind, expressed in science. Some people yield slowly to the touch of truth. Few yield without a struggle, and many are reluctant to acknowledge that they have yielded. But unless this admission is made, evil will boast itself above good. The suppositional antipode of divine infinite spirit is the so-called human soul or spirit. In other words, the five senses, the flesh that warreth against spirit. These so-called material senses must yield to the infinite spirit named God. The five material senses testify to truth and error as united in the mind both good and evil. Their false evidence will finally yield to truth, to the recognition of spirit and of the spiritual creation. Sin, disease, whatever seems real to material sense, is unreal in divine science. The physical senses and science have ever been antagonistic, and they will so continue till the testimony of the physical senses yields entirely to Christian science. To corporeal sense, the sun appears to rise and set, and the earth to stand still. But astronomical science contradicts this and explains the solar system as working on a different plan. All the evidence of the physical sense and all the knowledge obtained from physical sense must yield to science, to the immortal truth of all things. When the evidence before the material senses yielded to spiritual sense, the apostle declared that nothing could alienate him from God, from the sweet sense and presence of life and truth. The dream that matter and air are something must yield to reason and revelation. Then mortals will behold the nothingness of sickness and sin, and sin and sickness will disappear from consciousness. This soul sense comes to the human mind when the latter yields to the divine mind. All that really exists is the divine mind and its idea, and in this mind the entire being is found harmonious and eternal. The straight and narrow way is to see and acknowledge this fact, yield to this power, and follow the leadings of truth. Mortals are not like immortals, created in God's own image, but infinite spirit being all. Mortal consciousness will at last yield to the scientific fact and disappear, and the real sense of being, perfect and forever intact, will appear. This concludes the readings and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.